News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thanksgiving means the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, an opportunity for you to help out in delivering some 1,200 meals around the Brazos Valley. It all takes place at Epicure's Catering, and an opportunity to visit with Brooke White at Epicure's about the effort that will be going on starting Thursday morning.
For me, I think the biggest thing is, you know, so often you see a lot of other places that are giving away Thanksgiving meals or try to give away turkeys. But for us, this is really exciting because it's excellent quality food. So it's a little bit more than just giving someone a can of green beans or kind of just giving them meals to make on their own. It's something that kind of showcases, you know, the great quality of food that we have, which I love. You know, I've gained about 20 pounds since working here. And just being able to kind of share that with people. And I think I really enjoy kind of seeing all the kiddos, you know. Thanksgiving was never a really big deal in my family. And so being able to kind of bring that to some different kids is a really big, you know, kind of a big smile bringer for you.
So let's hear what's going to happen behind the scenes.
We're going to be serving all different types of needy people throughout the Brazos Valley. Some of them are individuals. A lot of the individuals that we serve actually come from the Meals on Wheels program. So quite a few people that maybe are widowed, maybe disabled, that are homebound, will be delivering meals to them, as well as several families, several hundred families, to be honest. We get a lot of those names, especially the ones with kids from our local schools. Southwood Valley's counselor has sent over several children's names that are maybe getting nutritional assistance program, or that they know are lower income, or maybe their families have talked to the different counselors about wanting to do something from Thanksgiving. We'll also be getting a few names from Bonham and several other schools just all throughout the Brazos County. And so the volunteers, the way that they come in is we have pretty much three roles for them. They can come in as early as 7 a.m. to help us kind of package up those meals and actually work in the kitchen. At 9 a.m., and this is what most of them are most excited about, at 9 a.m. is when we're actually going to start making deliveries. And so the volunteers will kind of load up pretty much as many meals as they can fit in their car and actually take those meals and be able to actually hand deliver them to the families and kind of get the experience of seeing who those meals are going to and get some of the thanks. And, you know, so often volunteers that spend their day away from family or spend their day of Thanksgiving actually volunteering, they don't get a lot of thanks. And being able to deliver the meals and kind of see the joy on the family's faces definitely gives them a great sense of self-worth and definitely expresses the gratitude that we know is coming from those individuals and families. And then we're also looking for volunteers just to kind of help us help out in the kitchen after we make the deliveries, maybe around noon, just to kind of help us personally clean up and take care of our offices.
Any estimate yet how many meals will be going out?
We usually do about 1,200, and that's what we usually try to keep it about. You know, we've kind of grown every year. For a while, it was just 500, and then it became 7, and then it became 1,000. And last year, we averaged about 12. We're looking to do about the same this year. We'll be getting about 75 turkeys, so, you know, that's roughly 750 to 800 pounds of meat that we'll be kind of chopping up and serving for these guys.
And how does one go about signing up?
Yeah, to sign up for a meal or to be a volunteer, all you need to do is call our offices. That number is 979-695-0985. And if you want to be a volunteer, you can just call us, let us know what shift you're interested in signing up for, and, you know, we'll make sure that we're still needing help for that particular one. And if you're interested in getting a meal, you just call that number and let us know your address and how many meals you'd like.
I guess I should also ask, since you're preparing 1,200 meals, how many volunteers does it generally take to make pull this off?
Quite a bit. We really need most of the volunteers for making deliveries. We get a lot of help in the kitchen in the morning. A lot of our staff helps. You know, we've got a lot of college kids that maybe are not able to travel home for Thanksgiving, so a lot of them just look forward to coming out and helping us on Thanksgiving morning. So the kitchen is really well staffed, but we definitely need at least another 100 probably to make those deliveries throughout the community. And also just so that way we're not having to bog down so many of our volunteers with, you know, having to use their cars and gas and things like that. We try to get as many volunteers as we can for the delivery.
Have I missed anything that listeners need to know?
The only other thing I would mention is all of our food actually comes from our wholesaler who, you know, makes contributions, as well as H-E-B and Kroger's, but the food bank also helps us out. So if people are interested in contributing to this specific cause, they can go to the food bank and just tell the food bank that they want to donate for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, and they can bring just any amount of food that they please, any type of food that they please, and we'll be sure to use it. Or if they're interested in helping out in another way, they can go to any bank and trust around the Brazos County and go in and make a monetary donation. And all of our monetary donations go for gifts for our volunteers. So that'll be like T-shirts, thank you plaques that we'll probably, you know, order and different things like that. So both of those are where we're looking for help also.
It's Brooke Wyatt at Epicurus Catering. Again, Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley taking place on Thursday. A reminder, the phone number to call if you're interested in volunteering, 695-0985. Still looking for folks to make deliveries and for some kitchen cleanup over the middle of the day on Thanksgiving. Same phone number if you would like to receive a meal, 695-0985. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.